There will be no cuts in public expenditure under the Conservatives. We are committed to increasing public expenditure. The difference is we are committed to increasing it within the growth in the national income, whereas the Labour Party has promised to increase it by more than the growth in the national income. Now, you can consistently increase public expenditure within the growth of the national income. You cannot consistently increase it by more than the growth in the national income without putting up taxes. The Labour Party has already increased taxes by the equivalent of 10p on the basic rate of income tax, despite the fact that Mr Blair went into the last election by saying that he had no plans to raise tax at all. So public expenditure will be increased under us. It is true that we do not plan to increase it by quite as much as the Labour Party, but we do plan to increase it by just as much as them in what we see as priority areas, which include law and order, health and education. So there is absolutely no difference whatsoever between Conservative spending plans on health and Labour spending plans on health. But spending is not the only issue. I have canvassed quite a few nurses and doctors during the course of this campaign, and I have to say that for the most part they tell me that one of the problems they've had over the last 4 years is that the Labour Party has introduced vastly more bureaucracy, vastly more red tape. They're not allowed to get on with doing their jobs. The way they've handled the waiting list situation in order to try and comply with their little card commitment is to make hospitals treat the easiest cases so they can get the waiting list down, not the most important cases. We think this is an absolute disgrace. We think that health service priorities ought to be determined according to clinical needs, and that those decisions should be taken by doctors and not politicians. So one of the things that we would do in the health service is to start a patient's guarantee system under which, if you present yourself to a consultant with a serious condition like heart disease or cancer, you will be given a maximum waiting time, and the health authority will have a duty to treat you within that time, and if it cannot treat you in its own hospital, it will have to offer you treatment elsewhere, even if that means going to the private sector. And can I just say one more thing about this? Because if you consider that aspect of that policy, a few years ago, Labour said whenever we suggested using the resources of the private sector to treat NHS patients, they said we were going to privatise the NHS. And what are they planning to do now? They're planning to use the resources of the private sector. So again, they've taken...